Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in who you can listen to each and every day. And I'm so pleased to be able to be here and join you each and every day. And be sure and share the website, chosengenerationradio.com. That's chosengenerationradio.com. Got some new sponsorship things going on over there. Encourage you to check that out. One of them is a great cell phone company, Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative mobile phone company. They are on all of the big towers, folks, all the big towers, and you'll get great coverage, but you'll also be supporting an entity that supports, well, all of the things we believe in, including one of the issues we're going to be talking about with my next guest. Contact them today. 972-PATRIOT is the number to call. 972-PATRIOT. Use the code CHOSEN. Get a free activation. That's Patriot Mobile, or reach out to them online, patriotmobile.com/chosen. You can find their banner in our sponsor section. Also, want to let you know that if you're looking for some gifts in this holiday season, Americans for Limited Government, ALG, has some incredibly cool comedic art that they have put together on canvas, and you can pick those up as well at our website by simply going again to the sponsor page and clicking on that link. And one last thing, and I'm going to be pushing this more this next week. If you are concerned about the cold season, and we're in that, we're in the cold season, for, you know, okay, so we got this Omicron and Corona and what have you. But look, all of those things are addressed by addressing your immune system. And I've put together for you at cgwellness.com, that's cgwellness.com, an incredible immunity packet. I've consulted with some physicians on this. I've consulted with the owners of this company. And we want to offer this to you as the cgwellness.com packet, cgwellness.com. And I'm taking one of their products, which is called Vibe. And if you've been watching me for any length of time, you know that my beard has always been super white, right, since we've been on. Well, if you look at it right now, you can see the color is coming back in my beard, and I am not dyeing it. This is a direct result of about 2 months now worth of taking this product, Vibe, and it's truly something else, and it is clinically proven to deal with aging issues via the Cleveland Medical Clinic. All right, enough about that. David Shostokas is my guest. David, I started taking this stuff actually when you and I got together and connected in Illinois and went out and had that great steak dinner that we had together. Yes. And you met my son. So that's when I got introduced to this product, and I've been taking it ever since. And I'm telling you, it has made a huge difference for me, and that's why I'm encouraging people to take it.
Well, we'll see about that. I have to give that some consideration because I only started having a little kind of a beard about a year and a half ago, and it's always been white. So I don't know if it would ever change.
I wasn't really taking it thinking that was going to happen, but I just started looking in the mirror and going, "Holy smokes, I'm getting color back in my beard and color back in places in my hair that were just, you know, a few months ago completely white." And yeah. And so, yeah, I'm kind of enjoying, you know, that kind of energetic, youthful feeling that I get from taking this stuff. Well, let's talk about...
We're still... Before we get off the point of Christmas presents...
Yes.
If I may...
Yes, sir.
You might want to consider giving the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence...
100%.
And an explanation of either or both with constitutional soundbites, my book about the Constitution, and of course, creating the Declaration of Independence, my book about the Declaration of Independence. No better time to give things that are gifts, but also educational in America's founding documents. And I know you have links to the Amazon site on CG contributors, and it would be really great if people would consider Constitutional Soundbites or Creating the Declaration of Independence, both available on Amazon, both written by me, and hopefully we can get those in circulation and do some educational things for Christmas as well.
And for those of you that are watching on TECN TV or on our website at childrengenerationradio.com, you're looking at a picture of David, and right underneath it, it says Constitutional Soundbites, right underneath his name, for that exact purpose, to help promote that, because it's definitely something that I believe in, and I believe that you should get one of those books and check it out and know your Constitution. And why should you know your Constitution? Because if you were reading your Constitution, you would know that killing babies is not in our Constitution. Thank God.
Yes, thank God. That is not in the Constitution.
No.
In fact, the attorney from Mississippi, they've got arguments. I've listened to some of the arguments this morning in the Supreme Court on Dobbs versus excuse me, the Jackson, I believe it's Jackson Hole Health. At any rate, it's a huge Mississippi case regarding abortion matters. I hesitate to call abortion rights because I've never read any place in any of the decisions, whether it's Roe versus Wade or Casey versus Planned Parenthood. Nobody ever says that there's a right to an abortion. All of those things are built upon a consideration of a right to privacy, which is considerably different than saying that there's a right to abortion. And one of the arguments this morning that the attorney from Mississippi was putting forward was, in fact, that there is no place in the Constitution. There's no reference, and there are ways that other rights have been found to exist within the Constitution, like the right to privacy, through tradition and long-standing principles at the founding of the government. And of course, at the founding, just about every state in the Union at the founding prohibited abortion. It was related to something they called quickening in those days. But at the time, and a lot of this depends on the 14th Amendment and some theoretical equal protection arguments. And at the time that the 14th Amendment was ratified, there were 37 states, and 32 of them had criminalized having an abortion. So he's making strong historical arguments against the existence of an alleged right. And I think they're doing very, very well so far.
Well, and here's something else to, you know, again, and this is how the left frames the arguments, David. It is the pro-choice advocates versus the anti-abortion. Folks, let's be very clear as to what it is that we're talking about. It is basically the pro-kill the baby because somebody decided to have sexual relations and didn't maybe necessarily take into account somehow that the byproduct of those relations might mean the responsibility of a life, versus those who are pro-life and believe that God has a plan and a purpose, and that baby, that infant, is an innocent victim whose rights need to be defended by someone. Somebody has to step up for the innocent and not have their blood shed. And there's a real quick fix to not having that particular issue, David, and it's called abstention.
Yes, you're exactly, you're right on the moral situation. You're certainly right on the scientific
The medical and scientific facts, right? If you don't have the sex, you're not going to get pregnant. And I think the other thing, statistically speaking, is, you know, rape is not the number one reason nor the number one cause of someone going in and having an abortion. That is it's a myth, it's an argument. But it is not the number one cause or the number one reason. It is.
Of course, at the moment, Greg, those aren't the issues that are before the court today.
Right.
Before the court today is got to do. They're making legal arguments as to whether or not such a right has any tether, what they call tethering to the Constitution, or whether or not there's any legal basis for finding such a right in the Constitution. Theoretically, a combination of the Ninth Amendment, which indicates that there are unenumerated rights, that there are rights that exist that are not listed in the Bill of Rights, and the 14th Amendment that applies the Ninth Amendment to the states. And in that situation, the strongest argument from the legal standpoint is, in fact, that there is no such tradition, history, existence for the legal right. And that's really the center of the debate in the Supreme Court today. You would like to think that some of the things are moral, and they are moral in a deeper sense. But that they cannot confuse people. Those are not the things that are that they're talking about in the court today. In the court today, they're actually talking about whether or not there actually was a connection in the Constitution to an alleged right to an abortion. And the strongest argument is it was never in the Constitution. It was a political decision to begin with, and in which case it really did something very, very bad, and that was to take the decision away from the people. It took the decision, and that's why we've had all this unrest about it over the years, mm-hmm. is because it, when things are not in the Constitution, as provided for either a prohibition to the government or a grant of authority to the government, in which then those issues remain with the people. So the issue today in the court is not really whether or not abortion should be legal or not be legal, whether there's issues regarding rape or viability. The issue is whether or not the decision should be made by fiat, by the United States Supreme Court, where they usurp the authority of the people, or whether it should devolve back to the state legislatures, where it was at the founding and where it had been until 1973, I believe it was. And that's really what they're debating. It's legal stuff.
Right. And the Mississippi Today frames it this way. Currently, the right to abortion is protected prior to fetal viability. That's their statement. And that's what you're saying. The argument is there a constitutional right to that? And the argument by Mississippi is no, there's not. And it brings up an interesting question that we can also delve into a little bit on the other side of this. And that is, the Supreme Court made a decision relative to the issue of marriage. And is there a constitutional right to marriage and a constitutional definition accordingly?
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And this is Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for tuning in. I so greatly appreciate it. Did you know Matthew 10 tells us, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. I want to encourage you in this Thanksgiving time that God has a plan, has a purpose, and he's working it out. And he wants you to be a part of it. And you can through Jesus Christ, his son. If you've never professed faith in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to do that today. Simply pray this prayer. Father, please forgive me for all my sins. Take them away from me and help me to become the person that you created me to be. I desire to have relationship with you. And I ask Jesus Christ to become the Lord of my life. I put my faith in him and I believe on the promises that you've made. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, reach out to me and let me know. I'd love to hear from you today. And know this, we are God's chosen generation, chosen for such a time as this. And every day when you listen to the program and you hear the opening that we play, that is a reminder of who you and I are. God bless you and have a great rest of your day.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my guest is David Justokas. Again, encourage you to get constitutional soundbites. Be a great Christmas present for your grandkids, for your kids, for yourself. If you don't have a copy of that, you should have a copy so that you understand it. And one of the critical issues that you should understand has to do specifically with the case that's happening right now relative to the rights and is there a right to this concept of abortion? And then in addition to that, where does the power lie relative to deciding whether or not something along this line is going to happen? And let me read you two constitutional amendments, and then David's going to give us insight and commentary. The Ninth Amendment says, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. The Tenth Amendment, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people.
And David, so in both those instances, there is a natural assumption of powers and privileges and rights. And this has a lot to do with that, you know, the consent of the governed, right?
That's exactly right, Greg. Let's take the 10th Amendment first, because the 10th Amendment is often referred to as a situation regarding states' rights. As we mentioned briefly before the break, states do not have rights. States have power that is granted by the people. And that is the same thing with the federal government. The federal government has power granted by the people. In which case, if the people had granted the federal government authority over matters like abortion, then it would be among the enumerated powers in Article 1, Section 8. It is not. And so that winds up being reserved to regulate, the power to regulate abortion through the 10th Amendment is reserved to the states or to the people, respectively. If the states had not granted the power to, or if the people had not granted power to the states to regulate abortion, then in fact, even the states would not have such power. So now that's the difference. That's with power. If you notice, the 9th Amendment is significantly different because it refers to rights and it talks about rights of the people. It doesn't talk about rights of, you know, any government. People have rights. And so those are two different things. And the 9th Amendment was heavily relied upon in a series of decisions, starting with one called Griswold versus Connecticut that turned into Roe, that turned into Casey versus Planned Parenthood, that revolved around the right to privacy. It was a right to privacy that they found grounding for in the Constitution through a combination of reading certain things like the Fourth Amendment, protections against unreasonable searches and seizures. That means you have a right to your privacy from the federal government, and that the government can't intrude upon that. And so this is what, and so it was the Ninth Amendment, right to privacy, that this whole house of abortion regulation by the federal, by the United States Supreme Court was built upon. But you can find nowhere in our traditions or our history or the law at the time of the founding or at the time of the adoption of the Ninth Amendment or the time of the adoption of the 14th Amendment that allowed the federal government to regulate or deny the states the power or authority to regulate abortion. So it's that's what the argument is about today. It really revolves around the 9th and 10th Amendment and who gets to decide these matters. And just because if the Supreme Court determines that it's not the federal government that gets to decide, it doesn't mean that tomorrow abortion will be outlawed across the United States. It means that that decision goes back respectively to the states as per the 10th Amendment. And so that's where, and of course, everybody kind of, you know, goes to their corners on the ground that of the underlying issue that they're interested in. But it's very, very important to consider or to remember that we have a rule of law, that we don't have nine mini little dictators sitting up in the Supreme Court. You know, they have, the Supreme Court should be bound. Not only do they interpret the Constitution, they're bound by the Constitution. And under the Constitution, they do not have the authority to to ban abortion, if you will, or to ban regulation of abortion. Mm-hmm. So this is what it's all about, is really a distribution of power.
And it's interesting, I think, to note too, because once you have reestablished the right of these kinds of decisions to be made by the people in each state where they reside, and honor once again the will of the people and the constitution of those states in which they reside, now you bring into focus perhaps what is so egregious about the Supreme Court's decision in Obergefell, where you had Supreme Court justices that just simply said, well, we feel individually, not based on any legal precedent. We just individually feel like this is how it should be.
Family matters, if you will, have always been within the purview of the state.
Yep, because they belong to we the people. Here we go, coming up.
Exactly.
Gotta take a quick break.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.